All actors in Hollywood are on strike now.
Yes,
the writers, the actors.
Yeah, man. Hollywood is shut down.
That's all due to, like, the AI, right? And, like, how they're being treated.
That's a big part of it.
Ron Perlman.
He's really pissed at the guy who said we're going to wait them out till they start losing their houses.
So with everyone on strike, all these writers, all these actors, what's been affected? Now, we got quite a few names. Bit of good news. This has not been affected. It is not on pause. They are still filming.
I don't know what your obsession was with this. Guns.
Because you hated it.
What is this?
That's no way.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
This is real.
Let's talk about it.
Welcome to the Essay Files. I am your one and only host, Agent K. And today with me, we got the one, the only, the furious bird from the south, Bogus Bird. And also co-hosting me today is Guns.
Oh, wow. And you stole my move there, douche.
I did. You get the crap in, girl. I get to do the Hogan moves.
Well, I guess I'm already popular enough, you know. You got it. Yeah. My brother K over there has to build you up a little bit just so you can get a little,
just a little
fan mail right just a little, there. Okay. Since you got all the hate mail not too long ago.
I did, yeah.
Yeah, just a little bit. Yeah. What's going on, guys? Y'all have anything interesting going on?
Just a little bit of interesting. Just a little bit of news today.
Just a little bit.
Nothing too big, nothing too harmful, nothing amazing.
That's cool.
Just all actors in Hollywood are on strike now. Yeah, that's all.
What?
Nothing.
Damn.
All of Hollywood, man.
All of Hollywood, yeah.
Damn. All of Hollywood, huh?
Yizzers.
The writers. The actors. The writers.
Yeah, man, Hollywood is shut down, like 100% shut down.
Complete stop.
It has not happened since, I want to say, it was 1961. This is the last time that this has happened.
Oh, I think like so, something like that.
Yeah, dude, it's crazy, man. I didn't think it would happen.
I was afraid it might happen. It kind of seemed to be going that way. I mean, the writers were on strike. They've been on strike for a good while now.
Yeah, a few months.
I mean, it was almost bound to happen, don't you think?
Yeah, I honestly had hoped that the writers would get everything settled down and then we'd get back to work and we'd be good, but no. Freaking Hollywood,
it's all due to, like, the AI, right? And, like, how they're being treated.
That's a big part of it.
The writers, that's part of it. The actors, why are they going on strike?
Well, I heard it was the same, really, because, like, the studios, they want to record, like, their face, basically, and only pay them for one day's worth of work and then cut them off and basically have the legal rights to their image for all eternity or something like that. So if they want to CGI their face into a different movie, they would have the rights to their image, basically, and they'll be able to use it, and they don't get paid or anything like that.
Yep. Mm.
So it all comes down to the good old dollar bill.
Greed, that corporate greed.
Yeah, I guess nobody's safe from it, huh?
I guess not, man.
Nobody.
I can kind of, okay, like, first of all, I think, is it safe to say that we're supporting the actors' strike here? Is that fair to say, three of us here?
I would agree. Because
screwed.
The studios, that they're trying to do that.
Yeah. That's messed up.
Yeah.
But I'm just trying to look at it from their point of view. If they have a franchise, and I'm gonna go with Star Wars, right? If they could keep the rights to Luke Skywalker, who looks young, who was young back in the 70s when they filmed it, if they can have the rights to that image, they could do Star Wars movies with Luke, you know, pretty much forever. Yeah, and he wouldn't age, and he would look like he did back then, right?
Right.
And I mean, you know, I understand what they want, but the ways that they're doing it and the ways that they're being super greedy about it and not wanting to at the very least pay residuals,
right,
you know, to these actors, I think it's very shady and it's very messed up.
That, and I hear that even when they Yeah, of course they pay, like, the money, but I hear it's late a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they receive late payments, so let's say they're expecting it on the 15th, they won't get it probably that week. They'll probably get it, like, next week or something like that.
If they're lucky. Yeah,
yeah, if they're lucky. That's if they're lucky.
Yeah. Yeah, and supposedly that was one of the things that was rejected for the, while they were, you know, in a meeting trying to work things out. They're like, yeah, we know that we're late. Nah, I'm rejecting that. We're going to keep being late.
They're like, screw you guys, I'm going home.
I mean, yeah, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it's going to come down to who can hold out longer, I think.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
It doesn't really seem to be any kind of real progress being made right now.
No.
Yeah, and I don't know if you guys saw that TikTok of Hellboy.
Ron Perlman.
He's really pissed at the guy who said we're going to wait them out till they start losing their houses. So if you can for me, go to YouTube. Now look up his video on YouTube if you can.
The who said we're going to keep this thing going until people start losing their houses and their apartments. Listen to me, mother. There's a lot of ways to lose your house. Some of it is financial. Some of it is karma. And some of it is just figuring out who the fuck said that. And we know who said that. And where he fuck lives. There's a lot of ways to lose your house. You wish that on people. You wish that families starve while you're making $27 million dollars a year for creating nothing. Be careful, mother. Be really careful. Because that's the kind of that stirs up. Peace out.
So yeah, what do you think about that right there, man? Because that's very personal, and I feel I get exactly what he's saying, because that's really messed up.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, first of all...
unfortunately that's kind of what money does to people, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ron Perlman, I mean, the big name in Hollywood, is big-time actor. Everybody knows who he is. Mm-hmm. For him to come out like this, like, I think that's awesome, first of all, right?
Standing up for the little guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like you said, Guns, it sounded personal. Obviously, he was very pissed about it.
Yeah.
Most definitely, man. Honestly, like, I hope everything goes their way, that they come up with some kind of settlement that hopefully helps them out more than the actual studios. Because, like we're saying, like, the studios are only in it for the money, while mm-hmm. they're, like, putting in their art, their work, their sweat, all the hours.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's another thing that they're disputing about, is whenever the actors do have long days, they're not giving proper breaks, and they're not giving a lunch break. They're not eating a lot of the times either. Mm-hmm. So imagine when they're filming these huge blockbuster films, like, I'm just going to say Deadpool, they're filming a 14-15 hour day, and, you know, they're not taking a break to eat.
Right.
I don't know about you guys, but I go 4 or 5 hours, I'm hangry. I get mad.
I'm hangry.
Like, I need to eat. I need to eat.
Well, I kind of had to deal with long hours and not being able to eat, unfortunately, like, when I was in the military and all that. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of used to it, and my body kind of adapted to it. But at first, you know, that sucked.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's not healthy, you know?
Yeah, no, yeah, for sure. Definitely not. For sure.
And then the main thing that I got out of that, I guess, right, was they're willing to wait it out, like you said, KO. They're just like, yeah, we don't want to pay. We'll wait until they start losing their houses. Like, that's, what kind of sick, evil is that, man? That's,
yeah.
To really say that on the record, too, like.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I mean, honestly, like.
That's corporate America.
Yeah, that leaves me speechless, man. Like, I don't even know what to say to that, honestly. Mm-hmm. Besides, like, what Weary said, like, the obvious.
Yeah.
But it's I'm just speechless.
There was another tactic that Universal Studios pulled the other day.
They were striking, like, at the actual studio, right? Like, right outside?
Mm-hmm.
In the hot summer day. It was already, like, over there in California and Hollywood. I heard it's going to be one of the hottest days or whatever, and they're striking out there, and they intentionally cut all the branches off of the tree so they don't have any shade. So, legit, you only see, like, the trunk, the main tree part, and, like, the cut-off branches on the top. On the other note, I did hear they might see some fees for doing that because it was public trees.
Yeah. So they kind of screwed up on their end because they didn't have the right to do that. So they're still going to end up paying some money for that, but it's an expensive stunt they pulled.
It's just petty.
And it was Universal that did that?
Yep, Universal Studios.
Oh, man. And you know what sucks is that they can basically make that back in probably a day. I mean, they got Universal Studios, like, people going, you know, trying to ride their rides, trying to, you know, buy their food, you know, trying to make, I mean, take vacations out there.
True.
At their theme parks. And, you know, of all the thousands of people that go, they probably make it back in one day.
True.
Honestly, man, I would not be surprised if the actors and the writers potentially get together and make their own studio under a different umbrella, not involving any of the large studios, which would leave the studios with no actors or writers.
I mean, yeah, I guess theoretically you could do that.
Yeah. Independent movies, you know, those kind of, I mean, they're technically, they can still film.
Not as profitable as the big movies, but for sure. You know, they're still getting something in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, it's a horrible situation. I think the studios have went too far for what's on record, what they said, and what the actions that have been taken. Mm-hmm. It's gotten ugly.
Yeah, and showing their true colors.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong, I enjoy these movies, but man, that's pretty messed up.
Yeah.
They may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
So with everyone on strike, all these writers, all these actors, what's been affected? What's coming out that got affected and is now on hold or pushed back, that's going to get pushed back more than likely? We got quite a few names.
Mm-hmm.
Apples Never Fall.
Don't know
not
what
sure
that
what
is.
That is.
Don't know what that is.
But we're not going to get it.
Yeah.
Nope.
One that I did hear was one that I was looking forward to. It was a sequel to one of the movies that I so highly enjoyed when I watched it. I've watched it multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you heard about it. It's a small film called Mortal Kombat.
Right, right.
Oh, yeah. Mortal Kombat 2, the sequel, being pushed back as well.
Right, right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately for all of the fans, the beautiful fans, Deadpool 3 has also been pushed back.
No.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, yeah. I feel like I only have a child right now. It's not even hard anymore.
I felt like they were trying to rush that movie out because, you know, it had a release for in the winter.
November? Yeah, like November, I think.
And then they were like, nah, we're ahead of schedule. Move it up to May, and yeah, now everything's on hold. I think it's going to get pushed back again.
Probably, yeah.
But that initially happened because of the writer's strike, so they couldn't, like, improv anything, really, I think, which would have held it to the November date.
Right.
Yeah.
But now that it's on strike, maybe the writers and the actors will settle their differences almost at the same time, which may be... they can go back and redo some scenes with the improv.
Maybe do some voiceovers. Yeah, yeah. I mean, well, you know, Deadpool's got the mask on. So, I mean, it won't be too hard to change up a few things.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Hopefully you're right about that, Guns.
Wicked.
There ain't no rest for the wicked. That's the Wizard of Oz. What is it? What was this? A prequel? What the hell was this?
I thought... isn't that an old movie? Didn't that come out, like, years ago?
Wasn't it called Something Wicked?
No, that was the Halloween rave they had here in Houston.
Whoopsie!
Which I miss dearly.
It's almost like that's Mission Impossible.
Numero ocho.
You get it? Because going to Something Wicked is Mission Impossible?
Yep.
Mission Impossible 8.
Terrible.
Getting pushback as well.
Another one on hold, guys. I know that you were looking forward to this one. Well, actually, I was too.
Yeah.
Beetlejuice 2. Jenna Ortega. Winona Ryder. My crush. Lydia. Hot Lydia.
Okay. I'll give you that.
Mm. Yep, she's not coming back. She's coming back, but
not as soon as you think.
Yeah. Beetlejuice 2. On hold.
Yeah, I was kind of excited to see what Jenna Ortega got coming up next.
Mm-hmm.
Gladiator 2.
Mm-hmm.
Another one on the list.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Angle in the original one?
He was.
Mm. Okay. I knew.
Was anybody asking for this?
No, not that I know.
Not really. I mean, the movie came out, what?
10 years ago?
About 20 years ago?
2000.
2000? Yeah. 23 years ago. Holy crap.
I didn't even realize it was that old.
See, that's what I feel. Sometimes they run out of ideas, man.
Yeah, they have.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they've been, you know, it's been a trend lately. They'll find old properties that never got a sequel, or some that did get sequels, and they're just doing them again. Good Burger.
Reboots.
Terminator.
Terminator.
Another one that's being held back is Lilo and Stitch, which lately, knowing how the newest Disney movies have been going lately, it's probably going to bomb also.
Probably, unfortunately.
Yeah, I actually like that one, the animated one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to kill it.
Yeah.
Probably.
Kind of like Venom killed Carnage.
Oh, yeah. Unfortunately, he did kill Carnage. No one's coming back from that one.
That was horrible. Oh, man. I was so mad at Venom 2.
I know.
They should have made a rated R version, man.
Yeah.
Well, Venom 3 has the potential to be rated R, but like you mentioned, it's now on hold.
Yep. As well as an interview with the vampire.
Season 2. Mm-hmm. On pause. Not happening. Juror with Clint Eastwood. Clint Eastwood's final movie. Juror number 2.
I hate that. I hate that word. I hate saying that word. Juror.
What? Juror. Juror.
It's like jury last duty. You guys juror.
Got caught for
juror.
A jury duty.
Yeah, I skipped mine. Got a big fat ticket.
Did you really?
Oh, I did.
How much?
Ballpark it.
It was close to 1,000. Grand total. I was young and broke.
And then made you more broke.
But you probably got a misdemeanor now.
Maybe. So, Guns, a bit of good news. I know that you're looking very much forward to the Alien series, the Xenomorphs.
Yeah.
A bit of good news. This has not been affected. It is not on pause. They are still filming.
Now, Brother B, tell me why. Why are they still filming? Why are the xenomorphs still creeping and crawling?
Mm-hmm. Well, you see, xenomorphs are aliens, right? They don't have to follow American law. Oh. So they kind of gave the big fingers, right? Well, the claws. They're like, you know.
Yeah, they only got three, right? So then,
right, right, like yeah, exactly.
Like that.
Yeah, just like,
mean
that.
Like this.
That's for the queen alien. She has bigger fingers.
That's Ninja Turtles. That's a Ninja Turtle. That's too much. Okay. It's too big.
Are Ninja Turtles
like this?
Xenomorphs. They got three fingers
like this.
Ooh. We'll have to circle around to that. But
I'll ask James Gunn.
Oh, yes.
I'll email him.
Also, all the actors on set are British. Mm. They're all British actors.
So what does that mean?
They don't, same thing with the Xenomorphs. They don't follow American law. They have their own separate guild, you know, overseas. They are free to act. They're free to work. They're good to go still until their time comes to settle some differences. Yeah. But for now, they can still work, and they're going to film. So
very cool. Nice. So we can still look forward to this.
Yes,
coming
sir.
Out on the original release date, right?
Yeah. So far, everything seems to be on track. They will be producing in Thailand.
Mm.
Thailand.
Yes, sir. Yeah. I think they couldn't quite go into space to film.
Oh, okay.
You know, so they're going to go.
Do they not have Thailand. Elon Musk on speed dial?
Damn it. I was going to say that. They should have contacted me so I can call my buddy Elon.
Yeah. No. He's busy, you know, sinking Twitter. Variety reports that as many as two actors are SAG-AFTRA members, so they're going to have to work around them, around their schedule.
Mm.
If it goes too long, I would assume that they're going to cut them off or work, you know, edit around them, maybe, possibly, just take them out. Who knows, man? You know, it depends how long this thing goes.
Yeah.
But for now, they're willing to work around them and see how it goes.
All right.
Yeah.
I mean, if this keeps going, do you think they'll just kill off the characters?
They could.
I think so.
Mm-hmm. Just an easy way, an easy out.
Yeah.
Time is money, man.
Yeah.
Time is money.
And with this being the first season, it's not like they were huge characters, right? So, I mean,
yeah,
they just very easily, kill them off.
Comic-Con is here.
It's just going to be like a regular convention this year.
Mm. Yeah. Back to its roots. Back to basics.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to take a guess as to why?
Gee, let me take a wild guess here.
Mm-hmm.
Because all actors on strike and they can't, can't do anything. They can't promote movies. They can't do any footwork. They can't.
They can't really nothing. Even promote themselves almost, right?
Yeah, nothing.
What about, like, anime? Can they be there? Like, the voice actors?
I believe so. There was a list that was released for the SAG members. What is allowed, what isn't allowed, what they can do, what they can't do. Like, some of the thing on here is, like, they can, if they can't do interviews about movies. For example, Oppenheimer, they can't promote it. Robert Downey Jr., previously before the strike, I seen the meme go around. You've probably seen it, where it says, like, this is the best movie he's ever worked on, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So he's pretty high on this movie, and he can't promote it. He can't do anything about it.
Damn, that sucks.
Yeah, no red carpet, no interviews, no first viewing of the movie, you know?
Yeah.
Can't do anything.
Yeah.
Speaking of the red carpet... Side note, did you hear that Disney sent out their Disney characters on the red carpet since no actors were allowed to be on it?
I did not.
Wow. Okay.
That is news to me.
That's actually kind of clever. But not every studio has Disney, you know, mascots.
Characters. Yeah.
A mascot or someone to represent them.
Yeah, I mean, what is Universal going to do? Send out Harry Potter? Daniel Radcliffe doesn't want anything to do with that.
No, no, he's done.
Oh, they can send out Chucky.
Yeah, I mean, I guess
he's gonna CGI other villains.
Yeah, there's other stuff on here. I want to believe that if I'm reading this correctly, voice actors are not affected by this. So voice actors for animation products could still work. They can still do their thing.
Oh yeah, I heard they're not considered real people, so they're not allowed in the group.
They're not canon.
As far as the animated characters, right? Because I'm sure voice actors are still real people, right?
Right, yeah.
It's not AI yet?
Not yet.
Not yet, okay.
Gotcha. Let's see. Television Animation Agreement and New Media Animation Agreements. This includes episodic and long-form animated programs for television and new media. This does not include animated films made for theatrical exhibition. And then Interactive Media Agreement. For video games. Mm. So it sounds like TV series, animated, it's good to go.
Mm-hmm.
Video games, they can still work, or the voice actors. Mm-hmm. But if it's an animated movie, like a featured film, they cannot work for that.
So that means something that would play in the theaters, right?
Right. Yeah, that's what I believe it means as well. Yeah.
Okay.
But if it was like an Avatar, the Blue People animated series, they could probably do that.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to link this below if anybody wants to look over it just for giggles and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Check it out. It's informative. It's good stuff. Hey, Chihuahua! Whoa, whoa, whoa! And then there was also something that kind of affects us a little bit.
Affects us?
Yeah, affects us just a tad bit. So the actor strike is going on. Clearly, we aren't actors. We don't work for Hollywood. We don't work for studios. Mm-hmm. But... in the event that the studios get desperate enough, they don't have actors to promote the movies that are coming out, they're going to look at social media. They're going to look at the big names on YouTube. Now, us, we probably don't have to worry about that. We're small. We're relatively small. So we probably don't have to worry about this. But if we ever wanted to scoot under the SAG umbrella at some point down the line, if we were to promote movies paid, got paid to promote movies, the guild would frown upon us and not let us in. They would not protect us if the studios ever came after us.
What if we went in with a different name?
I really don't think that's how that works. They're not going to be like, hey, you're Guns, right?
No.
Oh, no, you got a different name.
No, no, I'm Pistola.
Yeah, that's totally a different guy right there.
Yeah.
I'm Rifle. They call me Rifles.
And you, you'd be K.A.? I'm K.A., yeah, Canadian. K.A.?
I was going to do it, but I'm not going to give you that satisfaction.
Do it. Do it.
Do it for Divine.
Hey there, holsters. I'm sorry to interrupt. Sorry. I'm Agent K.A.
Oh, my God.
What you could do, instead of being Bogus Bird, you could be Bird Bogus, and we could just abbreviate it to B.B.
We can call, instead of double B, we can call him double D.
A
few moments later.
So yeah, they also released a bunch of rules that apply to influencers, and yeah, it's very confusing. It's very confusing rules, which I didn't really know this would affect us, to be honest with you, until I found out that it did.
It affects everybody, even the little people.
Yeah. But long story short, if we, I kind of said earlier, if we accept any jobs from studios to get paid to promote movies and whatnot, we'll suffer some, some minor, and that's probably, that'll probably be the first one.
Maybe a warning. I don't think a small slap on the wrist is what we're going to get. No? I'm pretty sure we're going to get the long to the studios.
Ooh.
Leo.
So don't worry. We can still talk about articles. We can still talk about news. But with everything shutting down, it's going to slow down.
Yeah,
it's going to slow down.
Yeah.
So what's to come? Giggity. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. But we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out together.
We will tread lightly for the moment and keep you updated on anything we can.
So stay tuned. Don't leave. Keep watching.
Yes, yes.
You'll be surprised.
So will we.
We played it so well, and then you just had to add that.
Excuse me, bro.
Hey, guys. Have you heard of The Essay Files?
No. What's that?
It's a weekly podcast that discusses entertainment news. They focus on topics surrounding Marvel movies, TV shows, DC movies, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Power Rangers, anime news, pop culture properties such as Aliens and Predator, and various other geek culture series and movies.
That sounds awesome. I'm a huge fan of all those things.
Me too. I've been listening to it for weeks now. And it's really funny. The hosts are very knowledgeable about their stuff, and they always have a lot of interesting things to say.
So how do I subscribe?
You can subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you can listen to a podcast.
Awesome. I'm going to do it right now.
You won't regret it.
Good. May now go back to its regularly scheduled program.
Well, the last bit of news that is involved with the strike, the actor strike. Well, we had some Emmy nominations. Which, it's cool, but once again.
Nobody can attend.
Is there even going to be an Emmys this year?
I really don't see it happening right now.
The way things are going.
It's going to be all through Skype. Only for the not people who are nominated.
Yeah. I mean, what? Yeah. What's going to... Let's just say they do proceed, right? And like the show The Last of Us, they got nominated, right? They had 24 nominations.
Right.
They can't attend if they want to be protected by SAG.
Right.
Yeah.
They can't go. They can't accept anything. They can't do anything.
Yeah, no, it's all just... Everything is going to flop this year.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Excuse me, brah.
Hey, guys. Have you heard of The Essay Files?
No. What's that?
It's a weekly podcast that discusses entertainment news. They focus on topics surrounding Marvel movies, TV shows, DC movies, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Power Rangers, anime news, pop culture properties such as Aliens and Predator, and various other geek culture series and movies.
That sounds awesome. I'm a huge fan of all those things.
Me too. I've been listening to it for weeks now. And it's really funny. The hosts are very knowledgeable about their stuff, and they always have a lot of interesting things to say.
So how do I subscribe?
You can subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you can listen to a podcast.
Awesome. I'm going to do it right now.
You won't regret it.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's rough. It sucks. Because The Last of Us, man, I really enjoyed it. I'm a big, big fan of the game. PS3 game.
Huge freaking fan amazing. Right here.
Mm, yeah,
You're talking to the all-knowing, because, I've played the games.
Right, right.
You know, I've watched a series.
Right, yeah.
You know, the full season.
Number one fan over there.
Mm-hmm. Number one fan.
Right, right. So you definitely loved playing Nathan Drake going out, with the little girl.
Yeah, Nathan Drake with his little friend. What's her name?
Elena.
Ezio, right? Ezio?
Ezio, yeah.
My favorite game of all time,
right,
I think.
Right, right. Trying to get her to Hawaii.
Because that's where they got to do that one thing, that objective.
Right, right.
You remember that you at the beginning of the game, you get that objective.
Right,
which is top secret, of course.
Yeah, right, it's top secret, and you can't complete it till the end of the game.
Guns, did you play this game?
I did. I did.
Freaking
I
KO
did.
Over there.
Big fan here. Big fan.
Uh huh. Right, right.
Huge
right.
fan. Huge fan.
What do you think? Did you watch the series?
Yeah, totally. You know
how it
starts off in the very beginning, right, okay. with the guy and at his house and all that, and then all the stuff happens, and then rolls downhill. Right, so they had to get up and going and start packing, and then you have like that time skip,
Right,
for like a few months.
Right? Yeah, you just know this because you play the game. So the series.
What? I saw the series.
Oh, right, right. Yeah. The series.
I don't know if you noticed this, but
it's based in Texas.
In Texas. Also, I don't know if you noticed this. You might not have, because you're probably not as big a fan as I am.
Mm-hmm. Or me.
But the show does follow pretty closely to the game.
Very closely.
That it is based off of.
Like, you wouldn't even be able to tell them apart.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You would just think, wow, these are, really upgraded graphics.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's that.
Damn.
Damn. Good.
You both are horrible. So the series is actually pretty damn good. I enjoyed it.
We just said that.
You see, you're not listening. You're not listening.
It definitely does not follow the game 100%.
No, I didn't say 100%. I said closely.
Mm-hmm. No, he did. Not even. No,
which is another example of you not listening there, Brother B.
Yeah. I'm just going to put you two on mute. And it's a great series. Very awesome. I freaking loved it. I did hate a few things about it, comparing it to the game.
Me too.
Sure, yeah. But nominations, I'm all for it, man. Yeah, I think it deserves definitely... Put some eyes on it because it was just really damn good, man. It's a video game product turned into a live action, and those typically don't get a lot of attention or credit.
One seems to be doing pretty well.
I know my eyes were
pretty much glued to the screen the entire time.
Especially that one actor who did that one thing deserves that Emmy.
Right. Yeah. Which would be Pedro Pascal.
Pascal.
Pascal,
yeah.
For best drama series, yeah.
Totally.
Let's see. And then they had Bella Ramsey. She's not Chef Ramsey's daughter. I'm just the guys. No.
I thought she was Bella from Twilight.
No.
you would know this if you were a big fan of like me, such as myself.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. Totally,
you would know totally. She's not Bella.
I think she was up for Best Actress.
The kid.
She supports Pedro Pascal a lot.
Yeah, totally.
In the show. In the show.
God. Just put me down.
No, BB. I'm here to lift you up.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Lift me up.
I don't know what your obsession was with this guns.
Because you hated it.
I did. I'll tell you what. Oh, my God. I hated this. I think I liked, out of the entire series, I didn't see the entire series, but out of every episode that you watched and that I kind of watched, I think I liked maybe one joke.
And for those of you on audio only, King of the Hill. Texas treasure. Beloved by all of Texas except for KO.
What are you talking about? He's the number one fan. Number uno.
Seen every episode?
No. I'm number one fan to the last.
Love it.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. King of the Hill. I ain't gonna lie, dude. It's not my favorite series either. I watched it. I think some of it was funny.
No.
A lot of it was dumb.
I'm going to agree with you on that statement. I'm going to have to disagree with you with the first one.
I personally just watched it because I think Malcolm in the Middle was next, and I was just getting into TV zone.
Yeah, it was on, so I'd watch it, you know. And, it doesn't hold a candle to the other property from Mike Judge. Beavis and Butthead. Beavis and Butthead. Yeah.
Who was Daria? I'm trying to think.
Same. Same.
So it is, right? Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I thought you were going to say.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah.
Same creator. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, that Daria is probably the best out of the three.
That's why I was thinking, and then you caught me with Beavis and Butthead, and I completely forgot that they were same creator.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I remember, they had, old Hank Hill in the movie, right?
Yeah. Well, kind of. Same voice actor. Not necessarily Hank Hill, but...
Was it not supposed to be Hank Hill?
I don't think so. Because the wife looked completely different.
Oh.
He got divorced. Remarried.
There you go, yeah. It happens in Texas all the time.
Hate mail at KO. Yeah, if anything needs a revival, it should be Daria. But King of the Hill, it's the wiener.
Yeah. You know what? I think actually Daria would be...
Ask me about my wiener.
I think Daria would be, super topical, especially still in these days. She was kind of that rebel who was, against the government thing. There's still so many people like that. I feel like that would be, super relevant to bring back.
Would it come back in the same art style, though?
Probably I hope so. Updated.
Yeah, I hope so. It was a good, clean art style.
Yeah, it worked for the show.
It's like King of the Hill. When it comes back, I would expect it to look the same. I wouldn't want the art style to be changed.
Now, would you like a time skip or not? Right where it finished.
More modernized. I think it'd be interesting if they time skipped. Have Bobby as an adult, not the annoying little brat who does dumb things.
Damn it, Bobby.
Maybe he could have his own mini Bobby. They're facing their own set of problems with the kid.
Beavis and Butthead can do it. Why can't they?
I don't know what to expect in this, really.
Yeah.
Have you guys been watching the newest Beavis and Butthead?
Yeah, totally. That one episode where Beavis wanted to do that one thing.
And then
Butthead was you know what you're talking about, right?
He put his shirt over.
Polio came back.
Are you threatening me?
Yeah.
And he was like, I'm Cornholio.
Yeah. And he needed something. I forget what it was. He needed
TP for his bunghole.
That's what it was. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
See? See? Yeah.
Well, you guys are watching. Yeah.
Yeah. Totally.
Idiots. Yeah. So I've watched a few episodes. I haven't finished it. But
it see, does that's feel how like... you know you're. That's how you know you're not a true fan, right there. You couldn't even finish it.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike Damn. Us, where mm-hmm. we actually finished them.
There right, you go. Right. I'm sure you see? Did. Yeah. Yeah.
Totally. Yeah. Totally, yeah.
Yeah. It Pedro does feel like Beavis and Butthead.
So disappointed in you.
So disappointed.
It does feel like Beavis and Butthead. Mm. The art style is updated, yet it looks familiar. It looks yeah. very clean. It looks nice. It looks look for Beavis and Butthead. You know, it looks very good. Definitely.
I do too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that, maybe a slight update, but keep King of the Hill looking the same, more or less.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would want from it.
Yeah. That's what too. I would want so me that too. I could go ahead and not watch this one too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's no official date release for King of the Hill,
mm-hmm.
But there is speculation that it will be early 2024. So we'll just have to wait and see. Animation's not getting affected by the strikes.
Neither is voice acting.
Yeah, right.
Whoa, so. We're halfway there. Whoa,
Living King of the Hill. No.
Oh,
no. You my don't bad. Mess with a classic like that.
My bad.
Man, it's just a dang old complicated, you know, man. It's like a dang old Rubik's Cube, man. You're like talking about blue, red, man. Then you get to one side and then you like messed up the other side.
What is this?
That's Snow White.
Have you not seen this? No, it's
not. You haven't heard anything about Snow White?
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Yep.
No, it's not.
This is real.
So they didn't put seven dwarves. They put like... seven, I think they're calling them magical beings in this one.
Seven trashy hipsters.
And they put one dwarf in there.
What is this?
And instead uh-huh. of a white girl, they got a, I believe she's Colombian,
mm-hmm.
to be Snow White.
Yep.
I mean, I figured, like, why wouldn't the Hispanic chick be enslaved by seven magical beings?
Jesus Christ.
Forced to cook and clean for them.
Yeah. This is...
Are those parachute pants? What the is this Disney or do they sell it to like Columbia and they're like, hey, we're gonna do something stupid like, with it?
Is Columbia Pictures?
Yeah, for real. Yeah. Damn, this looks like trash.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Oh, please click on the link below and subscribe, become a bro, and join the
Brochachos.
Brochachos, subscribe.
Yeah, do it. You owe it to yourself. You've earned it. You sat through this far. You've earned it. Do it. You want it. You need it. We need it. Come on, hit that subscribe. Hit that follow. Love you guys.
It'd be a lot cooler if you did. All right.
So, another Disney movie that's bombing.
No, there's your article. Was
Sugar Honey Iced Tea.
Talking it.
This is, it's looking horrible. I'd hate to crap on this because, you know, we got a Latina playing a major role here. Rachel Zegler. However, this looks like complete garbage. Utter garbage. Ah. It looks, just looking at the, oh man. Did you guys read what the synopsis is for this piece of
shakaka? No, I didn't.
No. Oh, let's have a field day.
But basically what I hear from it is they're basically changing the whole story of Snow White.
I'm afraid.
Long story short, Snow White is...
Colombian.
There is not going to be a Prince Charming, okay, mm-hmm. for starters.
I heard about that.
She is a strong, independent woman who don't need no man.
Yep.
These not dwarves, these magical beings, creatures or whatever, these magical hipsters. They aren't dwarves. They aren't miners.
One's a dwarf.
Yeah, one of them is. He's still a hipster. They are kind of like thieves. They're kind of like Robin Hood.
Yeah.
They steal from the king and then they give it to the poor, I guess.
Something like that. But yeah, I heard that some little people were offended because this was supposed to be like a role that they can actually... portray into the movies since they're not really made for other roles. And then I heard like in an interview where they even mentioned like their stunt doubles if needed, so now they're taking out even more little people jobs.
Yep.
Snow White is a live action remake of the Disney animation classic Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, which debuted in 1937. However, it appears that Disney is approaching the Seven Dwarfs character in a new way in order to avoid reiterating prejudices from the first animated feature. The lead actress, Ziegler, also hinted at the story's contemporary revision, meant to appeal to the progressive audience during the D23 event.
Progressive.
Sure.
Due to the lack of the titular Seven Dwarfs from the first movie, Disney also changed the title of the movie to just Snow White. The movie also gains a new character who will play Snow White's love interest. Numerous adjustments have been incorporated, which might change the plot significantly from the original film.
Don't tell me they're going to put, like, no offense to anybody, because I don't really care, but don't tell me they're going to try and do, like, a girl-on-girl love scene.
That's probably exactly what they're going to do.
Because I've noticed that in lately, Disney and Pixar have been doing, like, the
woke stuff. They've been pushing it real hard.
Mm-hmm.
And since she's a strong, independent woman that needs no man, I'm just guessing.
Yeah.
But back to what you mentioned earlier, dude, about these jobs have basically been taken from smaller men of stature, you know, dwarves, little people, LPs.
Oh, God, he did say statue.
The LPs, you know, whatever you want to refer them to as. Peter Dinklage, probably the biggest name of the community, right? I remember him speaking about it a few years back where he refuses to take jobs where it's, you know, aimed for little people, like dwarves or Santa's Little Helpers or, you know, anything that requires of that, an Oompa Loompa, anything of that sort of role he refuses to do because he wants to be viewed as a real actor. Mm-hmm. But then on the other side of the coin, you have people like, I think it was Wee Man, saying like, dude, those are our jobs, that's what we do.
Yeah,
you know, and I can kind of see what Peter Dinklage is talking about.
Yeah,
you know, and that's great for him. He wants to be taken as a serious actor. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still, man, like, there's
not everybody's as big as him.
Yeah, I mean, the guy made it. Good for him. Mm. You know, that's awesome. But yeah, there's still a lot of smaller roles. Oh, wait. Yeah, I didn't mean it like that. Oh, oops.
No, leave it in.
This isn't Snow White to me. It's, I don't know what the hell it is.
Yeah.
Is it
brown snow?
Brown snow.
You don't eat the brown snow.
Nasty. I don't know what the hell this is. This is their own thing. I'm not opposed to, like, a studio taking up an existing property and doing their own thing with it. Like Disney, they did that with the Maleficent movies, and at least the first one turned out good. But, like, call it something else.
Yeah.
Do something different with it.
Yeah.
Look, my example is, look what happened to Little Mermaid. And that was a slight change. Now imagine this that has these big-ass changes. What's going to happen?
I don't know.
I really don't care at this point. Like, I don't really plan on watching any of these new upcoming live-action Disney movies. It's just kind of like Marvel. They've kind of oversaturated the market. Like, nobody's asking for these, and they're pushing them out.
I don't know what the right move is for this particular film. I mean, my choice, don't make it. Yeah. But if they're going to do something with it,
stick to the story.
I don't know, dude, because even that, like, the original story is not amazing to me.
Yeah,
I don't really probably like the Snow White movie. Yeah.
Okay, you I can know throw it. A dragon in there somewhere.
I know the story. I've seen it, right? But it's not one of my favorites or anything like that.
Mm-mm.
But
by far,
this what they're doing with it, it's like, what? It's not. It's not Snow White, you know. Yeah. It is what it is.
I guess Disney's made of money
that they're losing.
They can afford to throw it away.
Oh, no. Dead broad off the table.
Where are you supposed to put it? The bed's taken.
And that is all the time we have left today. Thank you for tuning in. I'm your true host right here, Guns.
Mm-hmm.
And it's time to close it down.
And with that being said, you can follow us on social media Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Threads, and YouTube. If you're on the go, Brother Bird, where can they find us?
You can listen to us on Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts. I got to sneeze.
Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon A-hole. Music, Stitcher, and sweet, sweet Pandora, which we've never said anything bad about.
Sweet, never, sweet never, Pandora. Never. Sweet, never, lovable, ever. Cuddly Pandora.
You could almost say I'm a big fan of Pandora, almost as big a fan I am of The Last of Us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
both the big game fan. And the big show.
Fan. Yeah, mm-hmm.
Big fan, huge fan,
huge fan. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's the best.
Please visit us at www.thesfiles.com, where you can listen to all of our prior episodes, stay informed, stay updated, stay in touch, but more importantly, listen to the real host of the show talk circles around these two nincompoops.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Mm. All yeah. I hear is a hater.
And if you feel so inclined to send us an email, comments, questions, suggestions, anything that you want to talk about for us to discuss, anything you want to hear,
almost anything. Here. Not anything, almost anything.
Almost
anything. Almost. Especially on the sad, sad occasion of downtime that we're going to be having.
Mm-hmm,
so please, email us. You can email me at guns@thesfiles.com.
Bogusbird @thesfiles.com.
And Agent K @thesfiles.com.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. This is Bogusbird signing out.
This is Gun signing out.
This is K saying see you later.
Catch you on the next one.
Peace.
Deuces. Well, actually, I was too.
Yeah.
Beetlejuice 2. Jenna Ortega. Renona.
Winona Ryder. Ryder. Oh, my goodness.
Renona Ryder.
Oh, back. You know what? Let me take it. Winona Ryder.
All right. Do it again.
What are you doing? Winona Ryder.
Winona Ryder.
There you go.
My crush.
You didn't even know her name.
My crush. Lydia, hot Lydia.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you that.